Researchers at the University of Arizona compared how many bodies were found in the desert every year since 1990, a 13-year total of 2,238. Then they compared that number to the number of arrests made by the Border Patrol in each year. What they found was that the same number of dead bodies were discovered even as apprehensions along the border dropped. What that means is that migrants crossing the border into Arizona in 2012, for example, were twice as likely to die as they were in 2009. Bodies are also left out in the desert for longer periods of time now. More bodies were found in the advanced stages of decomposition. That makes it impossible to pinpoint a cause of death. Pima County Medical Examiner Greg Hess.
So basically, the cause of death change from exposure to undetermined probably has more to do with just the remoteness that the bodies were found or the longer they've been in the desert and less to do with the actual cause of death.
Every year, about 200 people are found dead in the desert.
Certainly this summer is not promising to be any different.
Raquel Rubio Goldsmith is one of the authors of Wednesday's report. So far this fiscal year, 102 people were found dead in southern Arizona. But as health officials noted, migrant deaths are no longer merely an Arizona issue. This year, for the first time, the Rio Grande Valley in Texas may surpass Arizona in migrant deaths. In Tucson, I'm Michelle Marisco.